啊，实际上直接英语和间接英语，我们在以前的学习中呢，给大家介绍过我们一种。实际上我们大家以前在这个学习宾语从句的时候呢，在后面的练习上就有一个出现了宾语从句，说啊，请做完这个直接英语和间接英语。但是当时没有给大家提这个概念。实际上宾语从句就是也是一种什么呢？这个直接英语和间接英语。你看我们以前是怎么说的 ？OK， 比如说啊，他说啊，女性她说这句话怎么说呢 ？She says。OK。好，那么我们是引述他人的原话。She said， 他说什么呢？说，哎，我想回家。好，怎么说呢 ？I want to go home. I want to go home. 好，我们来读一下 Ryan Fee。She says， She says， I want to go home. I want to go home. OK， 我们把它变成一个间接英语。好，他说，他说谁想回家呢？他说他想回家。好，怎么变的这句话 ？She says。She says 谁呢 She wants to go home. 好，把这个句子再请大家跟我重复一下。She says she wants to go home. She says she wants to go home. 好，她说她想回家。我们在这个句子上再进行一个反复的变化。OK， 她说 She says 说啊、说。下星期我将结婚，怎么讲呢 ？She says 我将结婚 ，I will get married next week。哦，变成间接语，她说下星期她将结婚。She says she will get married next week。OK， 好，下面说，她说 OK， 上星期她说上星期我去了伦敦，上星期我去了伦敦。She says I went to London。Last week. OK， 把它变成间接英语。She says she went to London last week. OK， 好，下面我们再说一个句子。好，下面说，他说到，我已经在这里居住了十年了。我已经在这居住十年了。She says I have lived here for 10 years. 好，再重复一下。I have lived here for 10 years. I have lived here for 10 years.啊，把它变成间接语。他说他已经在这居住十年了。She says she has lived here for 10 years. 好，那么通过我们刚才的口头练习，大家都基本都会这句子。那么我们可以是不是能做出这样一个总结？也就是说前面的这个呢，那么底下就是我们把它理解为一个直接英语，直接引出他人的原话，对不对？但是下面这句话，我们说间接英语，但是也能不能把它认为这是一个宾语从句呢？它是不是个宾语从句？它也是个宾语从句，对不对？好，我们在宾语从句那时候没有提到这个直接英语、间接英语这样一个语法概念，但是它既然在现在已经出现了，我们就把它融合在一起。实际上，间接英语它也是一种宾语从句，对不对？好，间接英语它也是一种宾语从句。所不同的是，我们以前在学习的宾语从句中，那么这里这个，那很显然这是一个主句，对不对？好，他说什么呢？那么这是由一个句子来做宾语的，是不是？好，是这样的。那么这个主句的时态是什么样的？什么时态？一般现在时。好，一般现在时这是它的时态。那么我们在这个宾语从句中给大家讲到，宾语从句中如果它的主句是一般现在时的话，这个从句可以是什么时态呢？任何时态。好，那么这点我们刚才已经很好的体现了，也就是说不管呢，你看如果是这是直接英语，如果主句是一般现在时态的话，这里不论是什么时态，那么直接英语变成间接语，它这个时态还是原封不动的，是不是 ？OK， 好，也就是说这个直接英语的这个时态呢，到间接语不变的这种前提条件是主句的时态必须是要什么呢？一般现在时。OK。好，我们把它那已经给大家这个从我讲的这个上语调上很显然就说什么呢？当主句是一般现在时的时候，这个啊从句呢，这个在直接英语变间接英语的时候，它这个时态那么是不变的。那么很显然，当主句是别的时态的时候，这个主句在这个地方这个从句肯定变得什么？肯定会有相应的变化，对不对 ？OK， 那么这个就是我们今天要学习的这个重点，也就是什么呢？当主句是，也就是说在这里不是说他说，而是什么呢 ？said。如果是过去时态的话，那这里分别的各种时态的变化就是我们要学习的重点。 OK， 我们把它分别写出来。好，你看我们把它写出来。好，这个句读一下 Ryan Fee。 She said OK。 好，下面说啊，我想回家。
I want to go home。
好，再读一下 Young Fish. She said I want to go home. I want to go home. OK, 好，那么把它变成一个渐进语。好，她说她想回家应该怎么说？ She said she wanted to go home. OK, 好了，我们把它写出来，好，读出来 Young Fish. She said she wanted to go homeShe said she wanted to go home. 好，她说呢，她想回家。啊，那在这里很显然，我们总结出这样，就是当大前提主句是一般过去时的时候，那么这个从句如果直接英语是一般现在时的话，应该变成什么时态呢？一般现在时应该变成什么时态？一般过去时。OK。好，你自己在本子上你怎么清晰怎么记。OK。当主句是一般过去时的时候，那么这个从句也就是这个直接引语是一般现在时的话，那么在这个渐进引语中它应该变成一般过去时。好，当主句是一般过去时的时候，好，如果从句是一般现在时的话，那么这个从句在渐进引语中应该变成好一般过去时。好，下面我们造一个句子。OK, 好，女性她说道，好 ,Ruyang Fei, she said, OK, 好，下面说我很累。I am very tired. 好，再读一下 ,I am very tired. OK, 好，把它变成渐进语。好，她说她很累。She said, she was very tired. OK, 好，再说一个句子。好，下面出国应该怎么讲？Go abroad. 好 ,Ruyang Fei, go abroad. OK, 好，女性她说道，怎么讲呢？ She said, 好，引号里，他们下面说我不想出国。I don't want to go abroad. OK, 好，那么她说道她不想出国，注意时态变化。She said, she didn't want to go abroad. OK, 好，我们这个就到这里，我们下面再说一句话。好，下面说 she said, 好，她说什么呢？说我正在煮咖啡，我正在煮咖啡，这句话怎么说呢？ I am making coffee. 好，我们来读一下 Ryanfee, she said, I am making coffee, 我正在煮咖啡。 OK, 好，下面她说，把它变成渐进语，她说她正在煮咖啡，怎么讲？
She said she was making coffee.
好，我们再读一下。好 ，She said she was making coffee. She said she was making coffee. OK. 好，那么这很显然，前提是一般过去时的话，这里是什么呢？现在进行时应该变成什么时态？过去进行时。OK.好，我们再读一下。好 ，Ryan Fei, she said, I am making coffee. She said she was making coffee. OK. 好，我们再说一句话。好，他说到，好，他说啊，我已经完成我的家庭作业。怎么讲？
I have finished my homework.
好，我们再读一下。Ryan Fei, she said,
I have finished my homework. I have finished my homework.
OK, 好，那么这是什么时态呢？现在完成时。好，那么我们看看，他说他已经完成家庭作业了。好，你怎么变化呢？
She said she had finished her homework.
OK. 好了，我们再读一下。She said,
I have finished my homework. I have finished my homework. She said she had finished her homework. She said she had finished her homework. OK,
好，那么这是现在完成式变成什么呢？过去完成式。
好，我们到最后再读一下 Wianfei. She said, she said, I have finished my homework.
I have finished my homework.
She said she had finished her homework.
She said she had finished her homework.
好，大家简单再看一下。好，下面我们再说一句话。OK， 那么它是过去说的，对 ，She said。好，说什么呢？直接引语说，说明天我将离开这儿。明天我将离开这儿。这句话怎么讲
？I will leave here tomorrow.
OK。好，我们再读一下，不浪费。She said.
She said. I will leave here tomorrow.
I will live here tomorrow. 好，那么这是一般将来时，一般将来时要变成什么呢？过去将来时。好，过去将来时我们看 She said. 好，怎么说呢？ She said
She would live here tomorrow.
OK. 好，那么在过去将来时呢，shall 和 will 呢都要变成什么呢？ Would. 好，这个词我们再读一下。好， Ryan Fee. Would. Would. Would.
Would,
OK. 好，我们把这个句子再读一下。Wianfei,
she said, she said, I will live here tomorrow.
I will live here tomorrow. She said she would live here tomorrow.
She said she would live here tomorrow.
OK. 好，我们来读一下 Wianfei.
She said. She said.
好，她说了。OK. They finished that work. They finished that work. 他们完成了一项工作。好，她说呢，他们完成了一项工作。好，那么这是一般过去时。一般过去时，我们看怎么变化呢
？They she said they had.
OK. 好，如果是过去时的，一般过去要变成什么呢？过去完成时。好，过去完成时。好，一般过去要变成过去完成时。我们再读一下 Wianfei.
She said they had finished that work. She said they had finished that work.
OK. 好，那么常见的什么呢？常见的时态就是这么多。OK. 好，请大家给上半分钟时间，你过一下这个刚才讲的这些东西。好了，我们来做一个练习。好 ，Open your books on page 272. 好 ，272 页，我们看看。好，看一下 B 部分这个练习。啊，我们看这个例句。I'm tired.
I'm tired. What did he say?
What did he say? 好，他说什么呢 ？OK.
He said he was tired.
He said he was tired. 好，他说呢，他很累。我们看看下面一个练习。啊 ，Wianfei,
I'm busy, I'm busy, 我很忙。
OK, what did he say? 他说什么呢
？He said he was busy,
he was busy. OK, 看看第二题。啊 ，Wianfei, she's cold, she's cold. 好，她很冷。What did he say? 他说什么呢
？He said she was cold,
she was cold. OK, 好 ，Number three, 好，第三题，我们看看。啊 ，Wianfei, the book's interesting.
The book's interesting.
这本书很有趣。What did she say? 她说什么呢
？She said the book was interesting.
The book was interesting. OK, 看看下面一个。They are hungry.
They are hungry.
他们很饿。What did he say? 她说什么呢
？He said they were hungry.
They were hungry. OK, 好，看看下面 C 部分练习。好，看一下这个原题。好 ，I'm reading. I'm reading. What did he tell you? What did he tell you? 他告诉你什么呢? Okay. He told me he was reading. He told me he was reading. 好，他告诉我他正在读书。Okay. 好，第一题。I'm working. 好，我正在工作。What did he tell you? 他告诉你什么呢? He told me he was working. Okay. 好，第二题。She's leaving. What did they tell you? What did they tell you? 他们告诉你什么呢? They told me she was leaving. Okay. 刚才第三题。They are joking. What did she tell you? What did she tell you? 好，他告诉你什么呢? She told me they were joking. Okay. 好，看第四题。好， Riafi, Tom's waiting. What did he tell you? What did he tell you? 他告诉你什么呢？往下走。He told me Tom was waiting. 好， Tom was waiting. Okay. 好，那么这是现在进行时，我们看到 D 部分练习，看一下这个是现在完成时。好，来读一下。I finished. What did he tell you? What did he tell you? He told me he had finished.He told me he had finished. 好，他告诉我他已经完成了。我们看看第一题。好，那么大家先简单自己顺一下。OK。好了，我们看看。好，大家看看这个例题。我们刚才说过了，我们看看下面一个 D 题。I've met him. 我已经遇到他了。What did he tell you? 他告诉你什么呢？好，一起走。One, two. He told me he had met him. 好，他已经遇到他了。看看第二题。I've lost it. 我已经丢失了。What did he tell you? 他告诉你什么呢？ He told me he had lost it.Oh, he had lost it. Very good. 好，看看第三题。It has stopped. 好，那已经停止了。What did she tell you? 好，她告诉你什么呢？ She told me it had stopped. It had stopped. Okay. 好，看看第四题。She has arrived. 好，他们已经到达了。What did they tell you? 他们告诉你什么呢？ They told me.She had arrived. OK, 好，这是一个练习。我们翻到下面一课的练习。好，136课，看看。276页这个练习。我们看这个 B 部分的这个例句，好，给大家带读一下。I will leave tomorrow. What did he say? 他说什么呢？ He said he would leave tomorrow. 好，他说呢，他明天将离开。OK, 好，那么大家看看下面这个题，先准备一下。